After the sun comes the moon, Yoreach Oimeres. The moon says, Oso Yoreach Lemoyadim, Shemesh Yoda Mavoyoy, which means that he made the moon to mark the seasons. And the sun knows when to set, or the sun knows its place to set, which is interesting by contrast. A number of the Mefarshim, the Gemara, the Medrash seems to imply that yes, the sun knows, but the moon doesn't necessarily know because sometimes it can even disappear. It doesn't necessarily always know its destination. It's quite uncanny talking about this in the Sedra of Matos Maaseh, when Maaseh, we're told about the wanderings of the Jewish people in the desert, 40-year wandering, actually even a little bit less. They never knew when they were going to camp next, or pick up from their camp and move to the next place. And really, it should have been just a matter of days from what would have been, as we've expressed, the end of Matan Torah. Shivas Batamas, it would have been a mere 3 weeks, and they would have been in the land of Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel. Instead, they were condemned to wander the paths with their fortunes waxing and waning like the moon itself. The music of the moon as part of creation. Creation of the actual conductor of that music reminded me of a very famous story that they say when somebody asked the conductor of a famous orchestra, tell me, what is the most difficult instrument to play? And he answered, second fiddle. It's always struck me as being brilliant. Because nobody wants to be second fiddle. Nobody wants to be the also ran. You want to be the lead. You want to be the main player, not second fiddle. And now, let's have a look at this. As we have alluded to, there is something going on beneath the surface of the moon being smaller. Akedas Yitzchak, in a philosophical discussion of this pasuk that we are describing, he firstly mentions the fact that there are 12 things said in this Perek of Tehillim of which the pasuk which we have mentioned is just one of the extracts. 12 symbolic things in connection with the moon's behavior, each one connects to one of the 12 Shvatim, one of the 12 tribes. He then goes on to discuss the famous Gemara, which actually follows just after, or not long after, one of those discussions between Rabbi Shur ben Hananya and the Roman Emperor. And the Roman Emperor has asked him, I want to see Hashem's face. I want to see him. Rabbi Shur ben Hananya says, it's impossible. You can't see him. And the Emperor said, but I really want to. Amazing, because we've been discussing Tammuz, and we've been discussing the name of the Tammuz being an idol when the Jewish people would, as described in Yechezkel, turned their back on the temple to face the sun. Look how it's turned over here. Rabbi Shur ben Hananya turns the emperor to face the sun, says the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Samach. He faces, turns and facing the sun in the season of Tammuz. And he says, look at it. The emperor says, I can't look at it. And he said, well, if we're ready with regards to the sun, which is just one of Hashem's servants you can't look at, how can you possibly look at the divine presence of Hashem himself? And the emperor understood. And we've been describing these, the servant, in previous podcasts. But now we talk about a contradiction on the following page. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says, It says in one pasuk, Hashem made two great lights, Ma'ot Shnei Ma'ot HaGadolim. In the very same pasuk, it says the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, which implies that only one was great. So he explains, when Hashem first created the sun and moon, they were equally bright. Then the moon said, Hashem, master of the universe, how can two kings serve with one crown? One surely must be lesser than the other. And Hashem said, okay, said to the moon, if so, go and make yourself smaller. She said back, excuse me, Ribbono Shel, just because I said something correct, I have to diminish myself. And Hashem said, as a compensation, you know what? You can go and rule with the sun during the day and during the night. And she said, what's the greatness there? Shraga b'tiara miani. What use is a candle in the middle of the day? Hashem said, you know what? Go let the Jewish people count the days and the years with you, and that will be your greatness. And she said, but they also use the sun for that. As we know, the Jewish calendar is not actually strictly lunar. It's actually lunar in conjunction with solar. So Hashem said, go and just let righteous men be named after you. Tzaddikim will also be called Katan. Yaakov HaKatan, which is a reference to Yaakov Avinu and Amos, Shmuel HaKatan, the Tanna, and David, who calls himself small, David HaMelech. And Hashem still saw this, still the moon wasn't comforted, and eventually said, you know what? I will bring, you, the Jewish people, should bring a Korban Chatos, a sin offering for me every month because I diminished the moon. It's an incredible idea. Yeah, Akedas Yitzchok goes on to actually say that you need to see that there's a little bit more than just like Hashem sort of feeling a bit bad. No, if the moon, as we're going to see, somehow represents the Jewish people, there's going to be a correlation. You see, the moon did accept it in the end. The moon accepted being subservient to the sun, and therefore a servant to the servant of the Mishamish, the Shamash. The sun, as we expressed, is modest and doesn't say anything, and the moon learns that from the sun. The Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the moon, and the Eved Ne'eman, the faithful servant, and Yeshua as the moon, who just reflects the greatness of his master, Moshe. The Akedas Yitzchok says something further. He says that actually the moon is the Jewish people who give up part of their Olam Hazeh, part of their lot in this world, in order to be able to have more of a spiritual claim in the next world. To focus too much in this world, you can't be successful both spiritually and materially. That was part of the secret. And that is the self-effacement of the moon. That self-effacement, that modesty, at the same time allows the moon to fix festivals in the physical world, to control tides, to illuminate the nights, which of course is a motif for the Golos as well. And the Jewish people themselves like the moon waxing and waning throughout history. Kiddush Levana, once a month, we recognize this, we welcome the Shekhinah, and it's a great merit to say that. But at the same time, there's the danger we expressed previously. The twin male and female gods of Baal and Asherah were the sun and the moon in many ancient cultures. We've already expressed that's a distortion of the purpose, which is meant to illuminate the world, does the opposite. When you start serving the servant, Shamash, Shemesh, servant, Yoreach, Oirach, a path, and Maaseh, the journeys of Maaseh, become confusing pathways. Look again at that pasuk. Also, Yoreach Lemoyadim, if Yoreach is like some kind of pathway, and Moyed refers to Tisha B'Av and Shivat Batamas, sad days which should have been Yomim Tovim. Well, we know what they should be, and we know what they want them to be once again.